Thank you, Judge, Commissioners, back again after a week. Want to update you on our progress. Kind of go back to last week where we were. We had looked at, we had a proposed budget in the neighborhood of $109.5 million. I was looking to certify $100.5 million in revenue, and the drawdown on reserves was going to be approximately looking at $6 million. So that left us with about $3 million to work on to cut between Monday to Monday. After we left the meeting, I think you heard some proposals, at least a proposal by the sheriffs and jailer, or the corrections officers union, to forego their or defer their increase. We factored that in there, round numbers, you know, almost $1,900,000 in that neighborhood that we were able to reduce. After that, we looked for any large cuts. We could find some other departments, and which left us with a list of departments that had what the direction was to see if we could get 5% savings in those departments to reach our budget goal of $106.5 million. What we passed out to you is a listing of the proposed budget by department, totaling the $106,593,000. We were impressed with the participation, but the departments that were able to achieve those cuts, some were even able to go above the 5%. There were some, unfortunately, were unable to go to the 5%. They'd already had some cuts, or they'd been running rather lean in the past couple of years. But overall, with our total, we're at the goal that we had set for last week. We do have, I know something came up at the tail end, but I wanted to clarify that with the health insurance. I think we are going to look in somewhere in the neighborhood of 6% for our health insurance, but revenue will offset that, so it'll be a wash on our health insurance cost, or on the budget itself. But we haven't had a formal meeting with the risk pool to firm that up, but all indications from the July numbers that we had for our claims, it looks like we're going to look at a 6% beginning in January 1st. So we will factor those in after this and spread those throughout the different departments. But there will be revenue to cover that.
Where do we need to be, Mr. Swain, to avoid a tax rate increase?
This is the, Judge, there's never been an indication to me to raise the taxes, and right now, that's why we're going to draw down on reserves.
That's $6 million.
Yeah, that projected $6 million to draw down. The tax certified roll has come in. The tax assessor has calculated the effective tax rate. That will be published in coming up on Wednesday, I believe. You'll see a large page ad with all the taxing entities, I believe, except for the school district. And it'll indicate everybody's effective tax rate. Of course, as anticipated, our effective tax rate is 39 cents. That's not what we're going to adopt. We're right. Adopting a rate lower than that at 36 and a half cents.
Which is the existing rate.
And with that, public, the 39 cents would have been to raise the same revenue as we had this current year.
Right. It's basically, to summarize, it is raising the same amount of revenue on those same properties you had last year. And because those properties you had last year went down in value, that's what causes your effective tax rate to go up. we did have new properties come on the roll. Some new value did get added, and that's some of that new value that we're going to do the actual 381 payments back on. So, you know, you're not going to get to keep all that new revenue.
Yes, we're not rushing to do the 381 payments. I read what the judge and they put out, and also had you to hold the other. We need to make sure we hold those individuals to the fire from every standpoint.
Correct.
And we in tough times, making tough decisions. And I want, first of all, thank each department head and elected official that basically did what we know had to be done. Everybody had to share in hard times. It is hard times because this court had made the decision not to raise taxes. Do we have to have a meeting with the constable deputies and the sheriff deputies because of what they brought to the table? I know Mr. Rudd wasn't here last week.
As far as the constables, we have, you know, what I understood that letter to mean, and we need maybe some further clarification on how that was going to be approached, so they're deferring their increase because I understood it to be in lieu of layoffs that have been done, but we can clarify that issue in the coming weeks.
I think we need to clarify that because I'm going to bring that back to the table. As I stated, and I stand here on my word, we don't put it on one any sector of this county. We put it on all backs. That's where the blame goes, and that's where we need to ride.
Back to the tax rate. With that, the 36.5, we shouldn't be doing again. It shouldn't need to do the notice of hearing. So we'll just go forward with adopting the tax rate about the same time we adopted the budget on September 29th.
I have a few comments too. I want to personally also thank the departments that did step up and meet the request that we put forth in this court of reducing their budget by a minimum of 5%. But I'd also like to ask, since we laid that out last week, if there's still other budgets that you have not heard from, and as we predicated that statement of 5% minimum, we also said if they couldn't get there, we wanted to know why. I haven't seen the first response. Well, I'll take it back. I've seen two responses from two department heads that said why they couldn't get there. I haven't seen any of the rest of them. Have you seen those?
We have some of those in our office and we can gather those.
Well, I think the court needs to be privy to those. I mean, have y'all seen any of them?
I've seen a couple of them. The departments that I've liaisoned on, I've made sure and I kind of visit with them before they put it in to know where and what we were dealing with.
Because those who have sacrificed and stepped up and met their 5% request, and we've got others that didn't, and if it's a legitimate reason and we're down to, you know, whatever the situation is, I would like to know because, you know, personally, the ones that have stepped up and have actually gone beyond the 5%, they met that challenge. And those that haven't, you know, I'd personally like to know why. We can pull that together.
I think we need to find that out. I personally want to thank Mr. Arnold and Judge-elect Bragg for reducing their own salaries. Like I said, this should affect everybody. And very uncomfortable. Got a job.
Also, Patrick, on this, but yes, Judge, my office is still on the table. Like I stated, it was in lieu of the layoffs. I hope the court will still consider that. I understand we got some hard cutting to do trying to get this down, but you know, I still think that we still have some cutting in lieu of a job. I still say that we did it before, we can do it again. And I just hope that you, as officers of this court, would at least consider the employees and what you're allowed to put these men into these difficult positions. I mean, you know, these have been it's been a taxing few weeks for them and their families. And it's just one of those things where we need to at least come up with a solid and firm decision. I'm still open. I'm still open for anything that we can come up with to try to work this thing out. That's the way I've always been. That's always, I've always approached you. You know, by not hearing back from anybody, it tells me that your mind is made up. I don't know. But I wish you would consider something that, of course, it would have to be with the constable's approval also, to try to work something out for these men and their families.
Right, and I just want to echo Commissioner Alford said. I think it's and as I look at my budget, I think it's 5.3. I think, you know, for us figuring out where we are, we've done that. Where else we can go, that's something that could be talked about. What they're willing to do is something that needs to be discussed. I think we need to sit down because we're talking about people like this. And I think if we poll the county as a whole for its departments and different things, they're willing to probably go a little further. It includes me, if it's something that we can do. Now, saying that, as we did with the health department, health and well, we're trying to get her participation up. Maybe that's something we can sit down and discuss with these guys about. Utilizing them if papers are the issue, that they're not serving enough papers. Maybe some other way they can serve, and God forbid, I don't want to take this out of context, but turn their key besides just serving papers, if that's what the issue is about the numbers being
out. Right. Well, we also have Commissioner Slumman put in for retirement.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if that's been taken into consideration also.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying about dollar. We need dollar. And I would hope the court, judge and the court that we would at least sit down to the table, put all these things together and see if we can save these young men, these law enforcement officers' jobs.
I appreciate the court's consideration.
Also, Ms. Blood, I called you about the issue of closing the court office. Could you, Judge, if you don't mind, could you speak on that? We did discuss that as far as what would that mean about, you know?
Currently, what we are doing in Port Arthur to maintain presence down there is we operate a small satellite office out of the Port Arthur office every Tuesday afternoon. And one of the areas of reduction that we could realize in the dispute resolution center would be just to not operate out of that office. And one of the reasons why I recommend that is about only 25% of the citizens who use our services from Precinct 3 actually access services through that office. With technology, people are able to call our office. They don't have to come in for a face-to-face interview. We can mail them their forms they need. They can email, fax. There's all kinds of ways to submit information. So 75% of the clients we serve in Precinct 3 actually process all their cases through by my office. So that's why I felt like one of the recommendations I could make from a management perspective would be that we would just cease that operation and reserve the right to still make appointments as necessary in Port Arthur. We only conducted 4 mediation hearings in Port Arthur last year. And so I just think it's very, you know, not utilized very much by the citizens, and I think if we have a citizen who tells us they can't come to Beaumont, we can make arrangements to go down there and mediate for them there.
Right, and when I spoke with you, I know you were on vacation. That's the thing that I thought was the most interesting, is that we can schedule if someone needs that service there to alleviate the amounts of pay to have it always open, no one utilizes it. I just want to go on record and say that.
Right.
You receive a call and they're unable to get there, and we can get someone there.
Absolutely. And that would be our commitment for that, because, you know, we always want to be able to provide mediation services to citizens of the county, you know, regardless of their, we do phone conferences for people, we can go down there, you know, because we do have some residents in South County who don't have transportation to online. So we always have tried to meet that need, and we'll continue to do that. But I know that it requires us being there every Tuesday. We'll go down there and be there for the afternoon, and, you know, maybe once or twice a month we'll actually have somebody walk in Judge Gilman faxes all the information on the cases that he refers to us. And so, I mean, if the physical presence of us being down there every single week, I don't think it's going to hurt because we're on the phone calls away.
Right, and that's what I want to make sure that if the usage pick up, that's often opening that office up again or keeping it open. And of course, I'm directly across from the office, so right. I'll hear about it.
Yeah.
When people walk in.
I mean, we work for you guys. And, you know, that was my recommendation based on our caseload and our staff size and you know, where I thought we could afford to cut. And it doesn't mean that we don't intend to serve citizens of Precinct 3, but that would be a way for us to choose these sections.
Yeah, I think it works.
Anything else?
Speak to the, if there are some specific proposals out there, we need like to get those this week so we can sit back down at the table to meet again.
I think that's very important.
Specific proposals like what?
Well, I know Deputy Holmes talked about, you know, in lieu of jobs, I clarified, was it for all of them or just a few of them?
Well, my thing is that I'm amicable to sit down and talk about, I think we need to sit down with the elected constables. For one, these are their men. And then try to work out something from there. I mean, you know, I can only speak for the deputies and their situation. I mean, you don't know how this is going to affect their officers. Nobody's come in and sat down and said, well, you know, what's your manpower load going to be like? What's your caseload going to be like? All this is just numbers on paper. Nobody knows exactly what we do on a day-to-day basis. So I invite several of you to sit down with us and we can talk about this thing. You can find time in your schedule. At a workshop.
You'll let me speak. I'm sorry. I need to say this though, because looking at the papers today, Mr. I would love to give you an additional cut in my budget, but my budget was cut 22% without me volunteering anything. Another constable was cut 50%. And now all of a sudden we're going back to the department heads to cut the budget. It was never an option for us. And I'm sure y'all have your reasons, but there's, in my mind, last workshop, I thought I heard Kerry Erickson tell us that we were going to lose 100, 125 people in the county over this next year, probably, because that's an average that the county loses. If I'm wrong, Kerry, correct me.
No, you were talking about turnover rate. And that's
turnover rate. Possibly some of that's retirement, some of those are, you know, quitting, getting fired, or whatever. To me, a hiring freeze is much more sensible than trying to just go to the six offices and let people off. I don't quite understand. I'm really upset by this, but I love my people. You love your people. You love your people. There just seems other ways that we can do this besides targeting six offices and cutting the budget that way. Give us a chance to choose 5-7% of our budget.
Anything else?
Have the 22 departments that haven't met the 5%, have you heard from all of those?
Okay. So we've worked with them this week. Most of them, they were trying to cut as much as, you know, looking at some of their material costs and things like that to look at some of their extra help and some of those things before going to their staff. There's, some of them are probably three-person offices, things some, like that.
Some of them, initially from the past history, when you get down to some of those office sizes, you talk about pencils and paper.
I understand that. That's why I asked for, you know, just a reasonable explanation of why they couldn't meet the 5%. Like I said, other than one or two, I haven't seen any. So I was just curious as what some of the reason was behind not meeting the 5% that this court asked for. So that's all I'm asking for. I just want to see why.
We can get you something.
Anything else? Okay, we're adjourned.